when he walked in the bank. And of course, I assumed he was a customer. He did have a paper sack in his hand, and which a lot of them do, you know. They have bring your change and stuff in. Uh-huh. And of course, I just asked him, man, could I have him? And he just showed the sack with the left hand, and up come gun with the other hand, and said, "This is stick up. Fill this sack full." And that's the first part of it, of course. And of course, I started making moves to the drawer, you know, where I keep my money at. He just froze me right there. And he went on around to the back. I mean, got into the back of me and held a gun on me back there, seeing me and Miss Reed Bowe. And I filled his sack full. He made me fill it full. Then he got ready to leave. He said, "You all out on the floor, stay there," or some words. And the words I can't recall, because there's too much excitement and it's still nervous as a cat over it. "Lather, I'll kill you." That's about what I thought he said. Of course, when he left, I heard the door go. We were lying on the floor when he left. I heard the door slam. And then Ms. Reed, she punched the button, you know, the warning button. That went off over the police station and went off everywhere. The cameras come on and everything else. It was too late, and he was gone. I got up and locked the door right quick, afraid he might come back.